depends on the situation and the nature of the outage. The more most likely the scenario is that the time that it would take to connect a generator and power a small part of the circuit it was probably greater than it would take just to repair the circuit and return it to service. There's a number of safety considerations and operational considerations that would need to be factored in to anything like what you're describing. And because it's so abnormal and the configuration is so unique for every single outage that occurs, it's just, it's not safe and it's not a viable option. Part of what we tried to highlight here today is that there's a near-term push for maintenance that has it's lapsed, right? We haven't done maintenance quite as we should have over the years. But something we tried to highlight is that establishing a long-term maintenance plan to maintain the reliability of the grid once we get caught up on those deferred maintenance activities. So that's a key part of what you're doing and what you're describing is long-term viability of Elmar, of Aruba's grid here, right, in the face of growing demand for electricity. And you know, the additional stress placed on the grid, I think, you know, we have the team to handle that. We really do. As long as we don't lose sight of the maintenance that is required on a day-to-day basis, you know, at the expense of building out and expanding infrastructure, right? We can't continue to expand, and not perform the maintenance that the rest of the grid needs and requires for reliability. So we have to do both. And I think we have the team to do that.